Jackanoid Paralope is a mission-driven media company. Check out more of our podcasts at jackanoidparalope.com. Jackanoid Paralope!
The essential role of the artist is to be able to see what's unseen.
The role of the artist can vary, but principally, I think it's about cultivating the imaginary.
Being a creative puts you back in touch with what it means to be a human. And there's so much in the world right now that kind of seeks to strip us of our humanity.
Welcome to Artist Led from Jackanoid Paralope. I'm your host, Nathaniel Cresson. This show is about, you guessed it, artists. Artists who have decided to focus beyond the proverbial studio to lead efforts around systems change and community well-being. If we think about the role of the artist, like we just heard, these are folks who articulate what doesn't exist yet and help connect us to our shared humanity. From poetry to music to paintings, the act of creation is both personal expression as well as listening to the world around them, harnessing core truths to the best of their ability and translating them so that others might hear and see themselves reflected. Some of the artists we'll hear from are working within communities as guides on the ground, helping surface what those communities value, distilling and translating what they hear, and helping drive transformation forward. Others are working more systemically, examining the larger ecosystem of community development investment. This is capital, aka money, that goes into neighborhoods and communities that traditionally don't have access to it. We're talking about trillions of dollars in this sector, trillions with a T, that's seeking to do good. And yet, the problems facing these communities persist. The artists and community leaders in this show are seeking to identify and uplift new models for how capital can prove more effective, both on behalf of communities as well as those with means who are seeking to make a difference.
If you stay at the ground level, at the level of communities building the best models for themselves, and you just sort of listen for all the ways in which there are invitations for you to participate or contribute, or for people to contribute to something maybe that you're endeavoring, there's a lot of imagination and a lot of hope there.
This is Penelope Douglas, the founder of Culture Bank, an initiative that's reimagining how artists can help communities and investors think differently about how resources flow.
What originally drew me to this was a deep sense of frustration after a long time period as the CEO of a community development finance institution, a CDFI. The frustration was regarding how it appeared to me then, as it appears to me now, that, you know, trillions of dollars, literally, of very well-intentioned capital were moving into community development investment. And yet the system, to me, had continued to keep capital from doing its best work. The arrangement we have clearly creates the wrong effect. It creates an unintended effect. It's either that, or it's that they're the powerful forces that continue to want to marginalize a large portion of our neighbors and communities is continuing to keep marginalizing them. As someone who is also an artist, I had the great good fortune of being given some space and time to think about this question through two residencies about 8 years ago, almost 10 years ago now. One of those residencies was the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco Community Development Division, and the other at an art and culture center. And I had a chance to really think carefully about the question, and I just decided to turn the lens of an artist onto the question and look at it from an artist's perspective.
Penelope's work has taken her from one Federal Reserve Bank to another. In 2024, the Federal Reserve Bank of New York published research showing how neighborhoods experiencing high rates of poverty are also experiencing overlapping vulnerabilities. Those vulnerabilities include food scarcity, housing insecurity, poor health outcomes, and susceptibility to extreme weather. An initiative grew out of that research called Making Missing Markets. The initiative began with the Federal Reserve Bank of New York inviting outside thinkers and practitioners from across sectors to share their insights and experiences, and has since grown into a constellation of these design teams that are just plugging away, each at their own specific focus. Penelope Douglas from Culture Bank runs one of these design teams. Her core question, her team's core question, is how artists, who see the world differently through creativity and possibility, how can they help lead and design innovative investments in and for their communities?
How might they be welcomed as cross-sectoral discoursers and publishers alongside their peers in science and social science and health?
So what I think is so important to remember about artists is they have a unique set of knowledge, skills, and ability. There are things that they're really good at that aren't better or worse than the things that a plumber is good at or the things that a banker is good at, but they're complementary to those. My name is Jamie Bennett, and I'm an independent consultant who works with nonprofits, philanthropies, and government at the intersection of arts, culture, and equitable community development.
Jamie Bennett is working alongside Penelope on the design team examining these issues.
Artists can sort of help bring the right brain thinking into partnership with the left brain thinking. One of the examples I often give is in Tacoma Park, Maryland. Dance Exchange is a dance company. A bunch of choreographers, dancers, dance makers actually partnered with the local Department of Transportation to redo New Hampshire Avenue. And artists, I don't think, can necessarily make a better streetscape than traffic engineers can. But I think if artists and traffic engineers come to get together and collaborate on that, together, they can make a better streetscape than either can individually. So the way that the traffic engineers can think through bodies moving through space, automobile bodies, and how quickly, how efficiently you can do that. And choreographers can think about bodies moving through space, human bodies, and think about the quality of that experience. How good is it to move through space? If you're actually bringing both of those ways of thinking, knowing, solving to bear on the same street, it's going to be better than if you only had half of those folks doing it.
Follow the show Artist Led and be the first to know when episodes drop on June 1st, 2026.